Boeing insists astronauts are not stranded as they're stuck in space for over 3 weeks. By Olivia Rondo on June 28, 2024. A pair of NASA astronauts are still stuck at the International Space Station, ISS, while the Boeing spacecraft they traveled in experiences issues, as Boeing insists that the astronauts are not stranded. Butch Wilmore and Sunita Suni Williams were supposed to return to Earth on the Boeing Starliner on June 14 after completing a test drive of the new capsule. But they have since been stuck for more than 3 weeks, the Associated Press reported. While NASA and Boeing worked to troubleshoot equipment problems that reportedly popped up on the way there, three potential return dates were called off for the astronauts. The Starliner's issues have included problems with docking at the ISS, and several leaks of helium, which is used to pressurize fuel for the capsule's thrusters. So far, we don't see any scenario where Starliner is not going to be able to bring Butch and Suni home, NASA Commercial Crew Program Manager Steve Stitch said at a press conference last week. Still, no return date has been set for Wilmore and Williams. Even with these glaring problems, a Boeing representative said the spacecraft's issues won't prevent a return trip and asserted that the astronauts are not stranded. Both astronauts appear to be filled with joy upon their third visit to the ISS about a week before their intended departure date, with Williams performing a little happy dance as she entered. A video shared by NASA shows the moment the other ISS crew members embraced the pair upon their arrival. This latest mishap joins Boeing's increasingly long line of equipment malfunctions, including a Southwest Airlines flight becoming damaged when the Boeing 737 experienced a rare Dutch roll incident last month, Breitbart News reported. Another May incident saw a Boeing plane being forced to make an emergency landing in Indonesia due to an engine fire. Earlier in the month, 10 people were injured after another Boeing plane skidded off the runway in Senegal. The mounting safety concerns for the aircraft manufacturer come as multiple former employees blow the whistle on internal company practices, including one former quality control worker who shot himself after writing "fuck Boeing" on a suicide note.